I want to thank the UN Secretary General for calling today's high-level meeting. Recent events in Afghanistan mean that its people are facing conflict, disease, and drought and hunger. Immediate, unfettered access to vulnerable populations in all parts of Afghanistan is essential. This will enable humanitarian actors, regardless of gender, to deliver life-saving assistance to those most in need. Reports of violence against women and girls, attacks on civilians, and the denial of basic freedoms have shocked us all. Our commitment to women and girls' rights in particular has been tested, and we must hold fast. All must uphold their obligations under international law, including international humanitarian and human rights law. Ireland commends the humanitarian actors, female and male, who continue to work at great personal risk. This risk has been tragically highlighted by attacks on the Halo Trust and Médecins Sans Frontières, amongst others. Ireland also recognises the support provided by Afghanistan's neighbours and other states, who, though facing challenges of their own, are hosting Afghans in their hour of need. In August, Ireland announced additional new funding to address humanitarian needs in Afghanistan, as well as our support to the multilateral response in Afghanistan through flexible funding to UN agencies, the SERF and the country-based pooled fund, and through our EU membership. We will continue to urgently examine options for additional funding in response to the flash appeal. The role of the UN in Afghanistan is more vital than ever. Ireland thanks the UN and its staff for their continued and ongoing engagement in support of the Afghan people. Ireland will engage with other Security Council members to ensure the continuance of UNAMA's critical activities. Ireland, including a member of the Security Council, will continue to advocate for humanitarian principles of independence, impartiality and neutrality to ensure humanitarians can carry out their work. We are committed to safeguarding the humanitarian rights of all Afghans and to promoting women's voices and agency in all conflict resolution and peace-building efforts. Finally, I strongly believe that the only way to bring lasting peace for all the people of Afghanistan is through an inclusive, sustainable political settlement with full and equal and meaningful participation of women and the inclusion of minorities. In the meantime, however, we cannot lose time in addressing the devastating consequences of the conflict for the 18 million people in urgent need of humanitarian assistance. Thank you.